The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents The Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And this just in, this is hot off the wires. You ready for it? Real estate is just numbers, and it's boring. Yeah, you heard it here first. Real estate is just numbers, and it's boring. So why would you even consider doing real estate? It's not flashy. It's not exciting like the stock market. It's not easy like your mutual funds. It's not shiny like gold. Real estate is just numbers and it's boring. You didn't know that, did you? You had no idea that real estate was just numbers and it's just boring. So what am I getting at? What I'm getting at is that real estate is a asset class that you invest in for the long term. Now, some of you yelling at the radio going, wait a minute, Al, hold on, dude. I'm in the stock market. I am invested for the long term. Yeah, you are potentially invested for the long term, but the asset class that you're invested in is different than the asset class that I'm invested in. It really is. They're two completely different asset classes. Now, ironically, I know exactly what I'm invested in. I know everything about the asset. I know everything about the asset manager. I know everything about the management team. I know everything I need to know about that asset. And more importantly, I get quarterly reports that keep me informed as to what my asset is doing. Do you get that? Do you get that with your asset class? And here's what I think is going on in your asset class. Your asset class is very volatile. Your asset class gives you no control. Your asset class, you have no idea what companies you're invested in. You have no idea how many companies are in that asset class. You don't even know who the asset manager is. Okay, maybe you know who the asset manager is. Maybe you know who your financial planner is. But go ahead, spit it out. Tell me about all the companies that are in that asset. You don't have a clue. You don't have a clue. You've got no idea. Yet I have every idea about the asset class that I'm invested in. I do. But it doesn't change the fact that real estate is just numbers. It's boring. Real estate is boring. I hate to let the cat out of the bag, but it doesn't do a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't wake up in the morning and go, oh, the market has fallen 2,000 points. It doesn't happen with real estate. It doesn't. I don't wake up in the morning and go, oh, look, the price of gold has dropped enormously. I don't do that. Real estate is boring. I wake up in the morning and I go, yep, still own the same assets. Yep, got a distribution. Yep, got a quarterly report. Yep, I'm bored out of my mind thinking about real estate. Let's think about something else. Let's think about something fun instead of real estate. I mean, that's kind of where my mind's at. So where does my mind go? You're probably wondering, where does my mind go? Well, my mind goes to things that I enjoy doing. So what do I enjoy doing? Now, this is going to sound like it's in conflict with the fact that real estate is just numbers and it's boring, but I'm going to tell you what I like to do. I like to review real estate investment deals. I do. I have something a little bit wrong with me. I get that. I totally get that. But at the end of the day, I like to evaluate real estate and I like to evaluate the numbers, because real estate, I flat out told you, real estate is just numbers, but it's boring too. So how could reviewing real estate deals be exciting to me? Well, it isn't. Okay, I'm coming clean with you. It's not exciting because, like, here's the deal right here that came across my desk last night, and it's the deal comes in as numbers. It comes in as numbers. When the email comes to me, here are the numbers that I get. I'm just going to read you what I received in the deal so that you understand what I'm looking at. This particular asset is located in San Antonio, Texas. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath located on the west side, 1,246 square feet, built in 1930. What did I give you right now? I gave you a bunch of real estate data and I gave you a bunch of numbers, right? I gave you data. There's more data. You want to hear the rest of the data? Okay, here's the rest of the data. After repair, price opinion, $190,000. In other words, all fixed up, this asset is worth $190,000. How much can I buy it for? $85,000. Is $85,000 more than half of $190,000? And the short answer is no, it's less than half of $190,000. So what this deal is telling me so far is that I can get into this deal for less than 50 cents on the dollar for my acquisition price. Now that actually gets me a little bit excited. That gets me a little bit excited because what that tells me is that there's enough room in this deal that I can not only buy this deal, I can improve this deal, and I can still stay at wholesale pricing and therefore have a bunch of equity capture in this particular deal. So what kind of equity capture am I looking at in this deal? You should be sitting down because the equity capture in this deal comes out at $41,000. In other words, $41,000 of additional wealth would go on your bottom line if you were to buy this asset. We call that an equity capture moment. So in other words, what that means is you're spending $14,250 of your own money. In exchange for that, you're getting an additional $41,000 in equity. That means that you're, for $14,250, you're buying $55,250 worth of equity. What is the return on capital gain to buy that kind of equity? It's 288%. 288% return on the capital gains. Yeah, that's an amazing number. And it gets back to my point that real estate is just numbers, but I'm looking at this result, and this is a great result. Anytime you can find an asset that would produce almost a 300% return on capital gains, you ought to consider buying it. You should consider buying it because you think about it. Think about it. Now, let's take a step back and let's think about it. You're essentially taking $14,250 and almost quadrupling it. You didn't look at it that way, did you? Almost quadrupling it. So you take one and it becomes four. When's the last time your mutual funds did that? When's the last time one became four? Okay, you might be talking about a stock split. I get that. One becomes four. But here's the thing. In a stock split, the equity position doesn't go up. It doesn't go up. You just trade a number of shares for a different number of shares, and your equity position remains the same. But in this particular scenario, the equity position is going up. Pretty cool stuff, right? And it gets back to my point that real estate is just numbers. And I'm probably boring the daylights out of you right now. I am. You know what? I am very concerned that I am boring you because real estate is boring. But I'll tell you what. I'm getting excited about these numbers. I'm getting really excited about these numbers. So let's delve into the numbers a little bit more. Let's see what these numbers tell us. Now, we already know that it's going to take a little over $14,000 to buy this asset, right? Okay, we're clear on that. What about cash flow? Now, those of you that are invested in the stock market, you don't know anything about cash flow because anything that you invest in the stock market tends to go right back in your stock account. And if you have a 401k or an IRA, it is mandated that any cash flow will go back into that account. That's the way those investments, I'll use the word investment loosely, that's the way those investments are structured. But on the cash flow, when it comes to the cash flow that this property can produce, I am looking at a monthly cash flow of $288. $288. Now, some of you are sitting there going, $288. Well, let's see, $288. I spent more than that taking my wife out to dinner and my two kids. Okay, that's a good point. Did you know that you can buy real estate and that real estate can produce cash flow and you can use that cash flow to pay for dinner for your spouse and your two kids? Did you know that? You totally can. Or you can use it to pay for other things. Maybe it pays for a car payment. Maybe it pays for your insurance payment. Maybe it makes a utility payment or a couple of utility payments for you. It doesn't matter what you do with that money. It's your money. And check it out. When you annualize that $288 per month in cash flow, it works out to be just under $3,500 of additional income. So think about it this way. $3,500 per year of additional income. When's the last time your boss gave you a raise of $3,500? When's the last time it happened? And here's another question I have for you. $3,500 is a percentage of how much you make. What percentage would your income go up if it goes up by $3,500? Now, I can't solve that problem for you because it's got a variable in, right? And I don't want to do algebra over the radio, because if I do algebra over the radio, Rick is going to wring my neck. Now, Rick is my producer, and he hates it when I do math over the radio. So I'm not doing algebra over the radio. But what I want you to understand is that you're making money on this particular asset. Now, let's talk about the cash on cash return. This is the return on investment that you would receive based off of the monthly cash flow and based off the fact that you put $14,250 into the deal. You want to know what the rate of return is? 24.25%. A 24.25% return on investment just on the cash flow. What are you invested in right now that's returning 24.25% return on investment every year to you? And that's just one way we're making money in real estate. That's just one way. I already explained to you the equity capture that we could get in this deal at almost 300%. And now I'm explaining to you a cash on cash return of not quite 25%, but it's danger close. It is danger close. It is one rent bump away from being at over 25%. When's the last time you made 25% on your money? Yeah. Yeah. Are you still bored? Are you still bored with this real estate stuff? Because after all, real estate is just numbers and it's boring. But I'm getting you excited thinking about these numbers, aren't I? Even though I'm hitting you with math, and even though I'm hitting you with some complex math, I mean, we're not talking about 2 plus 2. 2 plus 2 is easy math, right? We're talking about taking big numbers, numbers in the thousands. We're talking about taking those numbers and dividing those numbers by other numbers that are maybe not in the thousands. But at the end of the day, it makes your head hurt, right? As soon as I started talking about that sort of stuff, Rick's head started exploding and my monitor in my studio started turning red. That's the indication that Rick is getting angry at the math and I need to step away from the math. So let's step away from the math. Let's talk about how boring real estate is. Let's talk about the significant boredom that comes from real estate. Because when I invest in real estate, I know I'm in it for the long haul. I'm in it for the long haul. So if I'm in it for the long haul, I mean, we're talking 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, even more. That sounds very boring to me. How about you? When we come back from the break, more on this topic. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Del Wamsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007 for a $297 membership. Save $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
Create creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I'm doing so today by boring the bejeebers out of you. Yeah, I am talking about real estate. Yeah, I'm talking about real estate, and real estate's boring. You didn't know that real estate was boring, right? Yeah, real estate is just numbers, and it's boring. End of story, end of sentence. But I still have a half an hour to do of radio, so I can't end it there, can I? So let's talk about why real estate is often considered boring. I mean, there's a myriad of reasons why real estate is considered boring. When I invest in real estate, I know I'm in it for the long haul. Properties generally appreciate very slowly over time, which means I won't see significant gains overnight, unless, of course, I'm doing equity capture, in which case I get that big chunk of equity right up front. But from there, properties just tend to follow something called natural appreciation. Natural appreciation is something that occurs naturally. In other words, prices tend to go up over time. It's actually a function of inflation, believe it or not. But at the end of the day, real estate tends to appreciate in value day over day. That increase in value is very, very insignificant. It's very small. But when we measure how real estate tends to increase year over year, here's what we found at Lifestyles Unlimited. We found that real estate tends to double in value every 20 years. Yeah, so every 20 years, your value, if it started at 1, it should be at 2 after 20 years. Now, it's faster in some places, slower in other places, but 20 years seems to be that sweet spot. But unlike the stock market, where prices can fluctuate dramatically in a single day, real estate, it requires some patience. The long-term perspective can make the process feel slow and uneventful compared to the fast-paced world of stock trading. Yeah, that's the thing about stock trading. Stock trading is kind of like hanging out in a bar and drinking shots. Yeah, the stock market is one of these things that you just can't control. Real estate, you actually can control. You actually have some control over real estate. Real estate just doesn't get up overnight and move locations. The stock market, I mean, it can make you a lot of money overnight, but it could lose you a lot of money overnight too. Real estate, very, very, very long term as far as an asset class. When I buy assets, I'm looking to hold the assets for at least a year. At least a year. Well, I came across a stat the other day that said 11% of people 75 years of age or older are still working. 11%. So what are your odds? Can you be in the 89% that are retired? Or are you going to be in that 11% that are still working at the age of 75? So you're wondering why I don't deal with tenants, toilets, late night phone calls, any of that stuff, right? You're wondering how I do that. One way is I am a passive investor with a lead investor. In other words, I am invested with another Lifestyles Unlimited member who is doing all of the work on a property. As a result of the fact that they're doing all the work on the property, I do 0% of the work. 0% of the work. So if they're dealing with things like that, and they shouldn't be, because they're Lifestyles Unlimited members too, but if they were dealing with things like that, it would be on them. It wouldn't be on me. Now, when it comes to my single family assets, and I have to come clean, I have to come clean and tell you that I have sold all of my single family assets. But when I had single family assets, I didn't have a problem with my residents calling me in the middle of the night. When we go into putting a deal together, we follow the best product at the best price model, which allows us to attract the best people. We follow a very strict resident selection process that takes the risk out of the equation. We do. We screen our residents carefully from the largest possible selection of renters. And again, we use the best product at the best price philosophy to get great residents. We figure out what it's going to cost to repair or replace everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything to either new or like new condition. It takes the late night phone calls about clogged drains and leaky ceilings out of the equation. Pretty cool stuff, right? Okay, so let's do this. Let's go back to that real estate deal that I was taking a look at. Because one of the things that I want you to understand is that real estate pays you five different ways. Six different ways we're talking about multifamily. Now, right now, we're talking about a single family asset, so it only pays us five different ways. There's the cash flow. There's the equity capture. There's the natural appreciation. We've already talked about those things on today's show. What we haven't talked about is something called principal paydown. What is principal paydown? Well, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you will understand why we put leverage on our properties. In other words, we put a loan on our properties. We leverage our properties specifically so that we can take advantage of all the equities that the properties will produce. That lender does not participate in any increase in value on the property. Pretty cool stuff, right? So all that becomes ours. But because we're paying a mortgage payment every month, we are paying a portion of that mortgage payment, which goes to interest, which, by the way, you can write interest off. Interest is a business write-off. So for all of you that were worried about, well, can I write interest off? Yes, you can write interest off. And I'm not a CPA, and I'm not playing a CPA on the radio. I'm just telling you that I write interest off as a business expense against my business asset. Now, the other part of that payment is a principal amount. In other words, you're paying an amount towards the principal or the amount that you owe on the property. This is reducing the amount that you owe, which is increasing your equity in the asset. Pretty cool stuff, right? Pretty cool stuff. Now, there are tax advantages associated with being a real estate investor. Tax advantages are based off the fact that the IRS wants you to depreciate the property. As a matter of fact, the IRS pretty much tells you that you will depreciate the property. So what does that mean? Depreciate the property. It means that you're going to take a financial write-off, a paper loss, if you will, on the asset based off of the fact that the asset, or I should say, the improvements that are made on the asset are going to, at least, and the IRS says this, will wear out over time. The IRS says that residential assets should last approximately 27 and a half years. So what you do is you take the total value of your asset. Let's say it's $100,000. And then you carve out the land value of the asset. Let's say the land value is $15,000. So $100,000 minus $15,000 leaves you $85,000. You take that $85,000, you divide it by 27 and a half years, and that gives you the amount of money that you use as a write-off against the income that you make on this property. It's pretty cool, right? So what does that mean? What exactly does that mean, the income on the property? Okay, the annual cash flow on this particular asset, the one that I've been telling you about, is approximately $3,456. The depreciation write-off that you're authorized to take on this asset is $5,527. Now, the depreciation write-off is based off of the after-repair value of this asset, which is calculated at $190,000. Don't use my example at $100,000 because it'll throw you off. But at the end of the day, you have an additional $2,000 of tax liability that you can use against other income in accordance with what the IRS allows you to do. Let me say that again. $3,456 is your annual cash flow. Your depreciation write-off is $5,527. That gives you a little over $2,000 of additional tax liability that you can use, and it's negative tax liability, by the way, that you can use to offset other income streams. Pretty cool stuff, right? Now, I do have to be very clear, and I've got to say it again. I am not a CPA. I don't play a CPA on the radio. I am not giving you tax advice. I am not a tax attorney. I am not any type of attorney. There's all the disclosures all wound up in one ball. Do your own research. Do your own homework. But at the end of the day, we're looking at a real estate deal. When I go down and I look at all the different ways this particular asset is poised to pay us money, what I am finding is that this particular asset, this is a sweetheart little asset. As a matter of fact, if we held the asset for 5 years, 5 years total time, and we disposed of that asset, in other words, we sold that asset, our total return would work out to be 532% return on investment. What we did with this asset is we took an original investment. Now get this, $14,250. We captured equity. We took advantage of the cash flow. We took advantage of natural appreciation. We took advantage of principal pay down. We took advantage of the tax situation. And what we ultimately did was we turned $14,250 into over $90,000. The total net return is over $75,000 of additional profit. Pretty good, right? How's that make you feel? How's it make you feel when you learn that you can invest in a real estate asset and that one particular asset can do more for you than your entire stock portfolio is doing for you right now? If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, what I want you to do is I want you to sign up for a free workshop. Sign up for that free workshop and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.